We're about to deliver you all the best bits of Carrie and Tommy. But what about dinner? Say hello to HelloFresh Meal Kits delivered to your door with quick and easy recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients. You'll be serving up something delicious in no time. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.
Welcome to Monday, everybody. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, or kinda.
Yeah, we are not here today, and so we're bringing you some of the best bits of the show, which you may have missed. Because, I don't know, she said, what did she say she's getting? Botox? Scrotox?
Sure.
It's one, anyway, whatever. She said we're not to come into work, and she hasn't even turned up for the bit where we say we're not here. Mm. So, Jesse, it's just me and you, but coming up, oh my gosh, we get to relive the joy of Carrie shoving my face into an off seafood platter, which caused me to nearly die. So I'm going to duck out while that bit plays because that's still very real and alive in my soul. But for the rest of you, stay tuned. Enjoy.
Taking a trip down memory lane. These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
Guys, I want to bring something to you here, and I think it will probably surprise you a little bit. And bear with me because it starts off a little bit weird. I Googled you guys over the weekend because I thought, we're working together, I should know a couple of things about you, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute, Jess, that you're pretending not to be a lifelong fan. I saw you outside my bedroom window 2 years ago, you creep.
Like, I promised me that would hide me. So, one of the things that came up was net worth. And so, what I thought we'd do is play a little bit of a game between the two of you. Can you pick what the internet says the other one's net worth is?
Ooh. Interesting. Okay.
So, we'll say Bickers, you can have first crack at this. What would you think that the internet reckons?
What Tommy's worth?
What Tommy's net worth is. Yeah.
Because, that's what I thought I was doing.
I've been sent mine quite a bit.
Oh, so you know what the internet says
is yours
about
accurate?
You.
Is the what?
No.
this website, I get sent quite a lot because it says wild things. It's written in kind of broken English, and it's real fun.
Okay, so what it says about you then is obviously quite wild. How much it says you have?
Mm. I'll give you points. Whoever can get the closest.
Mine's in shillings and threepence.
I don't know. I have no idea. Net worth. Is net worth mean including all your homes and stuff?
Yeah.
don't forget my land in Chile. and the manor. Don't forget my manor.
Sorry, of course, the manor.
And choppers and my helicopters and my tank with the two jet skis.
I reckon 2 million.
2 million. Okay.
Can I have a guess at mine?
But you know yours. It's been sent to you.
Yeah, you
unless
know
it's changed,
what yours is.
I think it was 117 million.
It's actually not far off. 107 million. I mean,
107. I've gone down.
You've overinflated yourself.
My man has gone
down. 7 million.
Yeah, apparently.
But wow. Is that why you always shout everyone?
Jesse, do you want to quickly plug in my name in Wikipedia?
Okay.
And while you do that, I'll have a guess at what.
107 million. What is that? It's not even enough.
It's incorrect. Have you got my worth there on Wikipedia, Jesse?
Give me 2 seconds.
For yours is going to be equally as wild as mine, but or is the internet incredibly sexist?
Yes, interesting.
Yeah, it's either going to be like 500 million or like 50 bucks and a donkey.
Sadly, I'm going to actually have to give that to Tommy as a win because it says that you're worth between $100,000 and $1 million. Because?
Are you kidding me?
Tommy!
Tommy!
Are you actually kidding me? That makes me so mad.
Tommy!
Can I also...
What is wrong with the internet?
Hang on, wait till you hear my actual worth.
I 100% earn more than
your Wikipedia doesn't tell me your actual worth.
Oh, because I got sent my Wikipedia page.
I have like 50 jobs, surely I earn more than
Yeah, but I've got land in Chile, mate. I got sent my Wikipedia the other day and it said my worth was $1 billion.
Can
people
I point
have
out
a
that
much higher value in you than we do?
Tommy Little's website also couldn't confirm whether he was alive or dead, so it's not super accurate.
I think one stage it said, who's Tommy's girlfriend? And it said, his wife is Carrie Bickmore.
And I said, please, I wouldn't marry such a broke woman.
I am a gold digger, though, so.
Taking a trip down memory lane, this is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Forgive me, yeah. If you are listening and you think, Tommy doesn't sound that engaged in this. It is a great story.
Why are you not engaged?
It's a great story. I've just heard it from you about 100 times.
If you had hung out with the Hemsworths, you'd be telling everybody as well.
I would be, absolutely. Yeah. Go
and
for
when
it.
I say hung out with, I mean...
Saw from a distance, didn't
no,
chat to.
No, I did chat to
you were watching
them.
Thor. Oh, it's been big holidays and I watched Thor, Hunger Games and whatever the third one's in.
I love Hunger Games though.
Oh, actually.
Love Hunger Games.
I like the third one.
The third one, Hunger Games?
He's in Westworld. No, the third Hemsworth. He's in Westworld.
What's
That's
his
great.
Name?
The, Terry. Terry
no,
Hemsworth.
No, it's Liam.
Chris.
No, he's the Thor guy.
Jack.
No, I feel like we know it. It's like Brendan. Luke.
It's Luke.
Brendan.
I don't know why, but Brendan's very funny.
Brendan Hemsworth.
Hey, anyway, Chris, Brendan.
We were at a function in Byron, and we walked in. I was there with Pete Hellier, another famous person I hung out with on holidays.
Hang
with Pete, and we walk in, and both Chris and Liam were there at the function with Chris's gorgeous wife, Elsa. And
Is she lovely?
Gorgeous, yeah.
Lovely person?
Yeah. And gorgeous. Right. And Pete walked straight into the middle of both of them and was like, hey, hey, hey. And I was like, of course Pete can do that. He's mates with them. Well, I thought he was mates with them. He's just very confident.
You're right.
And I was like, I don't want to do that because then I'm going to look desperate.
You're a wilting wallflower.
But then I thought, oh. Yeah.
What happened?
Seize the moment.
Did you see the rig on them?
I walked straight behind him, went in the slipstream. And they were lovely. They were like, hey, Carrie. And I was like, hi. And then I got chatting to Liam. And
did you have to introduce yourself or do they know your name?
I think I quickly introduced myself so there was no awkwardness where they didn't know who I was.
Right.
So
and did
I
you
don't,
say,
as if they would know
and
who
did
I am.
You introduce yourself as TV and radio as Carrie Bickmore?
Gold Logie winner is usually what I go with. Yes.
Often you don't even say your name. That's what I like. You go, hi, I'm Gold Logie winner.
But I was talking to Liam, and I was there with a friend of mine. Yes. She was there as well, and I wasn't prepped to talk to a Hemsworth. You know how should you talk to Hemsworth?
You mean you
act
hadn't
cool?
You hadn't
you know
plucked their eyebrows or something? Or
no, I just mean I didn't have stuff to talk about.
Oh, sorry, right. Yeah.
So the first thing Liam said to me is that an Apple Watch?
Oh my gosh! And as you all know,
the first words out of my mouth were. No, it's a Fitbit. and then there was a pause and then I went, I didn't get it to count my steps though. And he goes, what? I was like, I didn't get it to count my steps.
Why did you get that?
I realised that me desperately saying it was a Fitbit made it sound, I said, I got it because I like the look of it and plus I want to count my Ks when I'm jogging.
Yeah.
Way too much information.
It's a lot for a man who hasn't said anything in response. But I get it because you're probably trying to make it better.
It was an Apple Watch, right?
Yeah.
And then it was actually quite funny because then Pete said, oh, he kept talking about Apple Watches and I said, no, I really preferred the Fitbit.
What about the Space Talk watch that we were giving away?
I sounded like a 55-year-old mother of three talking about my Fitbit.
Yes.
Right? And then he kept talking about his Apple Watch and then Pete said to him, are you the face of Apple? And he said, no, I'm the face of OPSM, which he is the face of OPSM. But I thought it was a joke.
And did you
it's not
say
a joke. He's the face.
Did you say that you're doing it again, mate? What you did to Liam Hemsworth? I'm getting a real time reenactment. Did you tell him that you were the former face of Garnier?
What?
Did you tell him that you were the former face of Garnier?
But the girl that I was with said you should have gone to Specsavers.
That's very good. That's very good.
Anyway, it wasn't a great start. All I'm saying is, if you're running to a famous person, I wouldn't lead with chat about your Fitbit.
I just love that you got, and I know obviously you're happily with your partner, but I love that you are chatting to one of the hottest, most single people on the planet at the
moment.
He's
not single, he's got a girlfriend.
Does he?
Yeah, but Googled. No, he was.
Did you Google on your Fitbit?
You can't Google on the Fitbit.
That's why you want an iWatch.
Taking a trip down memory lane. These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, the guys are away today, so we're looking back at some of their best bits. They'll be back live tomorrow from 3. Coming up, we explore Carrie's terrible Uber rating, but right now, let's talk cheating.
The dude who took his mistress to the football. If you haven't seen it, go online. It's been viewed 22.6 million times. We'll whack it on our Insta. Kiss cam.
We'll whack it on our Insta. It's been viewed 22 million times.
Yeah, let's give them that little bump they need.
No, I mean, save you having to find it online. You can just go to our Insta.
At Carrie Tommy Show.
2,000,007 now. Thank you.
What happened? So a guy goes to the footy. Yep.
The soccer.
Yeah, the soccer.
The football.
He was in Barcelona.
He was in Ecuador.
Is that how you, that's not the right accent, is it? It was a bit Italian, wasn't it?
Si. Barcelona. Yeah.
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Yep. Yeah. And he'd taken his little...
Shorty.
Lover.
His side piece.
to the
I've worked
soccer.
Out what is happening. I'm like, why are you reading so slow? And I realise you don't know the story.
I do. And so he took the woman he was having an affair with to the soccer.
You just said it was in Barcelona.
Yeah, it was in Barcelona.
It's in Ecuador.
Barcelona is also
a game between Barcelona SC and Dortmund.
Whatever.
Anyway, he was there. Kiss cam comes up.
Also,
he's touching his girl.
You said he was in Barcelona. I said he was in Ecuador. And you just went, Barcelona. How do you say Barcelona?
Kiss cam came up. Yes. And then he noticed it was on kiss cam. And then he went, ooh. And he just slipped his arm from out of the woman.
Yes. From out of the woman. Jesus. Wow, they were getting hot and heavy.
I could slip down any further.
You're just falling off your chair.
Why am I sitting like this?
Well, also, what I'm about drunk. This story? I knew she'd finally admit it. 3 years
Something's
later.
Happened. I feel weirdly tired. I haven't been sleeping a lot lately.
Haven't
I'm struggling to read, and now I'm lying on a chair like a chaise lounge.
A chaise lounge.
What's a chaise lounge?
You know,
it's a woman who can't speak very well.
It's one of those chairs that you lay in, a chaise lounge.
Is it a chaise? I don't know. Anyway, I've only ever seen it written.
The guy got caught on Kiss Cam and he's now gone on to defend himself online and he copped a lot of criticism from women, and now he's claiming if he was a woman caught, he wouldn't be copping it, and that a lot of the women that are giving it to him themselves have been caught cheating. So he's saying it's very hypocritical. He's thanked the people that have invited him to go to church. And
so give us a call. Bless him. What else is women's fault? Is that what we're doing?
I don't know why I said he's going to go to church and bless himself.
I don't know, mate.
What's happening? Anyway, he
just before we went to air, where our producer Sonda leaned across to both Carrie and I, and she said, "Now, who's running this break?" And about this story, and Carrie said, "Me," and I regret not intervening.
How were you caught? How did you catch him?
What? Cheating, we're talking about.
How do you catch him? Pokemon? What are we talking
Fish.
About? What are we talking about?
I don't know. You make it.
When have you been caught on camera with your arm inside a woman?
Are we on air?
I don't know anymore. How were you caught cheating?
How were you caught cheating? Or how'd you catch your
cheating.
Lover? You did.
Why? Because you think this lover got into Kiss Cam and caught them.
No, I'm just...
How's it related?
Expanding it, broadening it out. Because you might not want to admit when you were caught cheating, but you might want to go, oh, my God, I caught my bloke cheating or I caught my missus cheating.
And so then, have you ever cheated? Well, have you thought about cheating? We're going to expand it out.
All right. If you're still with us, we'll take your calls next.
Taking a trip down memory lane. This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
If you have been caught cheating or you've caught someone cheating, we'd love to know how it happened. Give us a call.
Shall I explain to people why?
yours was great, but I don't reckon people are ready to be wowed again.
You tell people why we're discussing this.
This unit was caught on Kiss Cam at a soccer match, kissing, and he saw himself on the big screen. And if he hadn't have panicked... Yep. Would have been fine.
Mm.
But then he panicked and obviously took his arm away and stared at the camera and then looked down.
It's more his defence too that's even worse.
Oh, yeah, he said women are to blame.
Yeah.
He did.
No, he literally has gone on a rant that women are to blame.
Mm.
Yeah.
The Spanish, eh? let's go to Diana. G'day, Diana.
Hello, guys. Happy New Year.
You too. What happened?
I'm so happy to be able to share this story with you 5 years later.
Great.
But life was going along relatively normal as it can with children.
Yeah.
And I was literally in the kitchen and my eldest daughter came to me with her iPod and said, "Mum, I'm getting these annoying messages. What's going on?"
Oh.
I looked into it.
Oh, I
looked
sick.
Into it. And sure enough, there were messages between my ex-husband and another woman.
Is this because of the cloud or something?
Links yeah. it all up.
Right.
Thank goodness for the cloud.
Yes.
And, Diana.
And so I have learnt to not react straight away. I think kids help you learn this. And I took some time to process. And the messages kept coming, in actual fact. So I had so much information about this other woman. Numbers, number plates, photos, everything.
Wow.
And then one night I decided, the kids are in bed, I decided tonight's the night. He was watching television and I went up behind the couch so his back was to me.
Oh my God.
And you know, I did feel like getting a vase and smashing it on his head. But
I thought you were about to tell us how you killed a man, Diana.
No, I'm not that type of person.
Yeah, good,
and
good,
so,
good.
I don't know. It's really interesting when you look back on these things at how you react, because I actually don't acknowledge framing it this way.
So, you're up behind him.
What did you do?
So he's watching the television. I'm behind him, so his back's to me. He's on the couch, and I started reciting the text messages.
Oh, this is dramatic.
So the first one I said was, "I could have talked to you all night last night."
Oh, Diana!
And then I paused. And then I said,
"Hold on, what did he do then?"
He froze. He did not move. Then I paused. There was no sound. And then I said, "I can't be with you right now. But when you make the choice, I'll be with you if it's me forever."
Oh, my God. Diana.
I feel like, Diana, you just laugh like that only now.
Yeah. That's right.
And really this cool. idiot's probably still thinking, "Don't say anything, it might be a coincidence."
Yeah.
And
do you know what? I hope he's driving home going, "I know that voice."
I hope you're happy, Diana.
Taking a trip down memory lane. These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy. Boom, 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 boom. Taking a trip down memory lane. These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Oh. We're doing best bits today. The guys are having a long weekend and we'll be back tomorrow from 3. Coming up, though, Tommy spews in the studio. But right now, why is Carrie's Uber rating so bad?
Friday night, heading out for dinner with a girlfriend.
What's up, girlfriend?
Ordered an Uber. Thought, yep. Might want to have a couple of champers.
Yeah.
You know? Jumped in the back of the Uber. Was feeling good. Sat down. First thing the guy says, he turns around, he says, "Are you going to vomit?" I said, "No."
Is this on the way to?
Like, literally. Oh, yeah. So I'm like, walked across. I was actually FaceTiming Evie at the time because she wouldn't go to bed. And I sat down while I was FaceTiming her. I put the phone down. He said, "Are you going to vomit?" I said, "No." And he said, "You don't look like someone that would vomit. You look nice." And I was like, "Yep, I am." And then
Should
he said,
"I call him and say, oh, she is like someone that would vomit."
He said, "You vomited an Uber before, though." And I was like, "No, I haven't vomited an Uber." Oh. And he goes, "You must have vomited an Uber." I'm like, "Mate, I haven't vomited an Uber." He said, "No, you must. Are you sure you're not going to vomit?" And I was, by this point, I was like, "What is happening?"
Yeah.
And then I said, "Why are you asking me about me vomiting in an Uber?" And he said, "You have the lowest rating of anyone I have ever picked up ever in an Uber." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I don't understand. You seem so nice." I'm like, "Nice." And he said, "You sure you haven't vomited?" He was fixated on me vomiting. And I said, "No." And he said, "Do you travel with drunk people often?" And I was like, "Well, I have been in the car with you often." But you've never vomited in
vomited.
There. And then we spent 20 minutes of this journey together trying to work out at what point I got my low rating, which I just looked it up then, didn't know what my low rating was.
Hit us with your rating.
Well, I don't know. It's out of 5, yeah?
Yeah.
And mine
That's
is...
a bad start. Having to clarify what it's out of is a bad start.
Mine is 4.49.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
But why? why? And so then I said to him last weekend, I wore the costumes. We went as the Sharks to the party and we had to stop off at the Woolies. I said, would the guy have been annoyed about that? And he said, no, because we're paying while you're sitting in the... I said, okay. And then I said, I didn't realise you meant to say, give someone a star rating when you get out of the Uber. It often flashed up and I just used to dismiss and go on with my night. Recently, I've started giving people stars and he was saying no, because you don't normally look at your rating, star rating, until the next day or when you've got time later and you don't know who gave you what.
Yeah.
He said, so that wouldn't be why you're getting it. We could not work out why I have a low rating. The only thing he can come up with, and this is why I want people to help me, he was saying he thought it could be because he looked at my history and I only take short trips. And he said, if you only take short trips, that they start to then notice that you're taking short trips and it's like a call out to other Uber people not to pick you up.
Really?
He said to me, if it's late on a Saturday night, I bet you can't get an Uber. No one will come and pick you up. Because he said, if I had a choice, I wouldn't have picked you up. Only it's 6 p.m. and I needed a job.
Wow.
Ahmed, help me.
Yeah, hi guys. How are you?
Good.
Living the dream.
So am I, man. Number one. Do not talk too much. Do not talk loudly. This is number one.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me doing that, Amit?
Of course I can. And, number two, respect. Always say please. Do not direct the driver. If you do that, say please. There is no such thing as small jobs or $6 jobs conspiracy going against you. It's just that if you direct the driver, do not show respect. He will obviously...
You're quite...
I mean, I do say please, but I have been known to say I've got a better route. Well, sometimes you know the area.
Yeah.
I don't do it rudely, though.
Tessa.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great. What's Bickers doing wrong?
She's using the wrong rideshare company.
What
she needs
using,
to get on,
Tess? DD.
She needs to get on board Sheba.
Oh, this is the one that only women drivers, yeah?
Yeah, all women drivers. I'm a driver in Melbourne and we started off mostly driving for women, but we drive kids as well because we have working with children checks, which Uber drivers don't. We can drive, you know, men and your husband if you have the kids in the car with you. And look, we're happy for you to wait somewhere safe in the warm before you come out. You can chat away. You put on the radio and sing with you if you want.
Do you have a rating system, Tess?
We do, and look, we're not going to, give you a low rating just because you talk too much or you waited inside and we had to wait, you know.
What about if she's
vomiting in the back? Yeah. What if I vomit in the back?
I haven't had that experience yet.
I've just got an idea for a new ride share.
Yeah.
It's vomiters and it's for people who vomit in the back and it's driven by people who vomit in the front.
Oh, Christ.
Taking a trip down memory lane, this is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
We tried a game before the show to see if it would work so we could bring it to you live on air.
And you nearly killed me.
Yeah, here's our window.
This is fun.
Well, you're blindfolded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I was blindfolded, I interviewed Elton John. Well, pretend not Elton John, the impersonator.
You interviewed
Elton John,
the best guy ever, who then is a cab driver in London and he drove us. I told you we weren't seeing the Spice Girls, but you got to interview Elton John. He was an impersonator and then drove us to see the Spice Girls.
When were you last blindfolded?
It's not a thing I can say on radio.
Last night. No, well, you're blindfolded for a reason.
Yes.
Because we discovered that there's a game we're not playing on this show, that we're missing a massive opportunity.
Well, we're not engaging in all the senses.
Yeah.
Obviously, the main one that we focus on is the auditory, but there's few we're missing out on. So you've blindfolded me to play the game, What's Tommy Touching? And boy,
No. What's Tommy Licking? No. No, we're doing What's Tommy Sniffing? I think we've even got a little...
Tommy Sniffing.
Because we realised... Yes, we realised that.
It's just a
fun
sound.
That it makes a good sound. That's what we realised.
If you're wondering, geez, how much work goes into these games, all that happened yesterday was Carrie sniffed her microphone and we went, that sounds funny. Let's do a game of that.
Okay, so I've brought in a whole lot of things for you to sniff.
Have you? Because you told the producers you forgot to bring them all.
They've sourced a whole lot of things. And then we're going to see if you can guess. Okay. What happens if you get them? Anyway, well, there's no,
if we get them right, I win and I don't have to play the game again.
Okay. All right. The first one coming at you now.
All right. Here we go.
What's Tommy sniffing?
I don't reckon we need to play that every time.
Okay.
Oh, I know. What? Cinnamon.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, Tommy.
All right, let me just get the other one. Hold on.
Ow.
Oh, yep. You're right. Okay. Ready to go again?
Yeah.
Actually, we do need the little thing.
Yeah,
again.
I thought so.
Sniffy.
Okay.
Oh! It's, have you guys just gone to the spice rack? have you just gone? Have you just
what is
gone?
That?
Is it nutmeg?
No, try what? Again.
Hang on. Is it curry powder?
No.
Ooh.
Do you want me to tell you now or wait to the end?
Give me one more.
Okay.
It's like gross. It's something in curries, isn't it?
Yes. But it's not that. It is garlic and horseradish tablets.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad though. All right,
real tough.
I've got to get the other one from outside. Hold on.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourself.
God, am I going to hear some muffled screams as you drag someone in and I've got to sniff their scalp? What's happening here? I'm so scared of what this is. I'm Buzz, play the sting. Are we good? Why am I so scared?
Sniffy.
Okay. Ready?
No, I'm not ready. What was it? You're not meant to touch me.
Did you even smell it?
It's come
not,
back.
No, it's not part of the game. You haven't touched
okay,
me.
Okay. That's the wall. That's the wall. Ow,
all right, now Tommy and Carrie are both in the corner of the studio. Tommy, get back to your microphone and sniff what's in front of you.
No, mate. All right, don't touch my nose. Don't.
Okay.
Hang on.
Close to the microphone now.
Then you
jammed
it against.
Well, don't touch my nose. Don't touch my nose.
Ready to play again? Where's the stick?
Yeah, no, just played it.
Ready? I won't touch your nose. Sniff.
No. It's someone's socks, isn't it?
Nah. Sonder's shoe. Last but not least.
Oh no!
One more. There's one more.
No way.
Okay.
No way. Hang on. Okay.
All right. There's your microphone. Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay. Are we? Right, so I'm so scared.
Carrie's just gone outside to pick something up.
Oh no!
The final one.
This is gonna make me spew, isn't it? No. What is that?
What is that?
No! All right. I don't want to play the game anymore.
Here we go.
Turn around.
No.
Sniffy.
I'll go around the other way for you to play that.
I'm not playing any.
All right.
Okay.
No, it's so bad. It's so bad. No. No.
Oh. Oh, he's actually throwing up. He's thrown up. Oh, my God.
No! It's so bad! No, stop! I'm not playing anymore!
Oh my God!
I can't believe the first time we played the game and that's what you went for.
I peaked too soon. And then I vomited because I saw your vomit and then Sondra, our producer, ran outside and vomited and then Buzz went and vomited.
If you can stop spewing, pick up the phone, give us a call. If you can guess
what
Carrie shoved my face in and made me sniff, we'll give you a prize.
Oh, so bad.
What do you think it is?
Taking a trip down memory lane. These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
Now, if you have just joined us before the show today, we tried out a little game to see.
I thought it was going to be fun. It was called What's Tommy Sniffing?
Yep. Do we have a little tiny bit of what happened when we tried that game, Buzzy?
Yep. Here it is.
No, it's so bad!
Oh, he's actually thrown up.
Yeah. You made me spew.
Yeah. What were you sniffing that made you spew is what we want to know from the people.
Tania, what do you reckon it was?
I think it is Adelaide's nappy.
As in Carrie's baby or someone from Adelaide?
Carrie's baby.
Mm. Now, we were hoping to play this game again, Tennille, and that would have been a great one for you to sniff. I've got a feeling we'll never be playing this game ever again because we peaked.
No, we haven't played What's Carrie soon. Sniffing. it's a great guess,
yes,
Tennille.
Yes, it wasn't. Was what you sniffed about worse, do you think, than Adelaide's nappy?
Way worse.
Okay.
Way worse. Yeah.
Stacey, what do you reckon it was?
I'm thinking like a really stinky French cheese.
Oh, stinky.
It's not bad.
Also, some cheese kind of smells like spew.
And cheese would go well with what you sniffed.
Oh,
I think you know what it is now.
No, I give Stacker, give Stacker another go.
I don't know why. It wasn't like it's a competition. Yeah. No, you must have one guess at the spew smell.
Stace, what do you reckon?
A truffle.
Oh.
No, Carrie, you were right. Should have only given her one guess. Let's go.
Thanks, Stace. Bryce?
Let's go. Have you heard of Bryce? Bryce, what do you reckon?
I reckon it was a durian fruit.
Yes, also spewy smelling.
Yes.
Horrible, but nowhere near as bad as what you go. Thanks, Bryce. Good for getting involved.
Yvonne?
I reckon it was off milk, like curdled off milk.
Now we're in the ballpark.
Are we? Is that the ballpark?
Ish.
The off bit, maybe.
Yes. Yvonne, you're getting us close. You're getting us close.
Yep.
Bonnie, I think, Bonnie, you might get us even closer. Bonnie, what do you reckon?
I reckon Tommy sniffed rotten food.
Rotten food. What do you reckon would be the worst type of rotten food to have shoved in your face?
Rotten eggs. Rotten eggs.
What do you think would be the second worst?
Or really old what?
Or like 2-week-old Chinese food from the back of your work fridge.
It's getting a bit racial now, but I reckon we just go into...
Should we reveal? This is what it was. Bonnie, have a listen.
What was it, Tommy? That made you throw up.
That is so gross. It's an off seafood platter.
It is yesterday's seafood platter from the office.
Oh my God. All right. It's all going on down here. That was.
So guttural.
It's because it was a seafood platter that had all these different types of seafood that had been in the sun for a day and stunk off. It still stinks in the cupboard. And you.
Funniest part, Bonnie, the funniest part is that Eli, our web guy, had to travel from our office base, office headquarters, to where we record the show, which is 30 minutes away, in a cab with a plate of off seafood.
Oh, no.
Buzz, are you going to give Bonnie something? Give her the seafood platter. She can have that.
You can have a seafood platter, and Bonnie, you can also get your $150 voucher to spend at Swimwear Galore. Visit swimweargalore.com.au.
So are we going to do this again, or is that the game done?
No, we're going to do What's Carrie Sniffing Tomorrow.
Okay.
And for the video, go to our Instagram page and Carrie Tommy Show.
Just while we've got them, Buzz, on 13 10 60, obviously I don't have a baby, but I do require a soiled nappy. So if you have any soiled nappies,
I'll bring in Adelaide's for you.
Taking a trip down memory lane, this is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to HelloFresh, deliciously simple.
Get it on a Sunday. You've got your whole week sorted.
And isn't it great? And I don't like picking the meals because I like them.
It's like a surprise, a mystery box.
Oh, you know it's all just going to be delicious and you're going to get a different meal each night.
Easy to make.
Oh, so good. Hey, coming up next, Bickers.
I was going to say, sounds a bit like what we're coming up to do next.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Well, I was going to say more, but I'm sticking around.
Taking a trip down memory lane. These are the best bits from Carrie and Tommy.
Because one of my favourite things, just before we go back on air, when Sonda goes, and who's bringing this next story?
Yeah. And we say, you, babe.
You.
Well, this is all Sonda's idea. None of this is our idea. We said we'd go along with it, but if you're going to bring ideas, you have to drive them, Son.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I read something today on KidSpot.
This was on KidSpot?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know, but it's a woman who went to a... KidSpot.
Don, I know you explained it to me earlier, but for people who don't know, what's KidSpot?
It's a website.
For kids stuff, parenting stuff.
For parenting stuff and, I don't know, women's stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. A woman went and did a class on dirty talk, on how to be good at dirty talk. And I'm personally very good at it, but I realised that not everyone can do it well. And there were some great tips in great tips in the article about how you can... Don't look at me like that's not sexy.
It's making me feel sick.
About how you can talk sexy. So
It's quite good, John. Dirty talk is more than seduction. What does she mean by that?
I can't remember because I didn't read the article properly and I don't have it in front of me. But I think the takeout was practice.
Yeah, if you want to build confidence, practice. She said Sam suggested something as simple as trialling dirty talk while washing the dishes. And she says, I raised an eyebrow at first, but when she gave the example, I'm going to scrub you so hard you dirty little dish.
Whoa! Wow.
Anyway, we've had so much fun in the office practicing saying sexy things to each other. It doesn't matter what you say, it can be anything, but you can make it dirty by...
Oh, you've got to use a different voice. You can't use your regular voice. You have to use different cadence, higher or lower, drag out your vowels.
Oh, yeah. I have got to spend more time on KidSpot. You dirty little dishes.
You know, it's a great little website.
You know, I brought you the idea that you guys should kiss, which is still one of the best things that I've ever suggested, and no one would do that. I would love for you guys to do two things for me. Firstly, dirty talk each other, but only use things that we can broadcast on the radio.
We're not, mate. Don, I don't know what.
Don, you've lost your mind.
I'm not dirty talking to anybody.
I want to hear your sexy voices.
No,
why not?
I can't do a sexy voice.
Yeah. I know you can.
I can't.
No, I bet you are.
Because you can. Come on. You're better than this. Don and I were talking about it, and we're saying you should do, what about, say, what you had for breakfast, but use some of those tips that Son's given you.
All you do is slow your voice down, add a whisper. Yeah.
I didn't have breakfast.
Jesus.
Oh my God. I didn't have breakfast. I didn't have any more. I had.
Okay, tell us what you had for dinner.
I had hot coffee. This is so ridiculous.
What type of coffee did you have?
It was boiling.
You're a dirty little dish.
Tommy, can you do it?
That's
the funniest sentence I've ever read. I'm going to scrub you so hard.
Can we? I know we were going to do.
Hold on. No. Before you take this away.
Yeah.
If I am forced to do it, you have to do this.
I'm so glad you've come to me because I've been practicing all day. You ready? You know, the bit I find hard about practice.
Is this it? Because this is not turning me on.
No. Hang on. Just paint the mood. Jesse, drop the music right out. Okay. And I need you all to shut your eyes. Are you ready? Are you guys ready? For breakfast, I had seven Weet-Bix, but I didn't have any milk. That's right. No milk. So it was real dry. And for the rest of the day, I had Weet-Bix at the top of my mouth and I had to do this.
Okay, stop.
All day long. Thank you.
I think we need help from our listeners. You guys are awful at it.
Mate, you didn't even do a proper
Weet-Bix. Weet-Bix was great.
Yeah, no, you were pretty good. Tommy, you were terrible.
Hang on, listen again.
That's awful.
No, we've heard it.
Why?
Stop.
Listen again.
What were you wanting the people to call up about?
I haven't told you about my coffee. I also had a hot coffee. Well, we were going to hear about best. We wanted people who reckon they're the best at dirty talk. So you're going to ring up and give us your dirty talk, but you're only going to say something that we can play on radio. So what you had for breakfast is great.
Yeah.
But I would also like to hear if you've got pet names for your partner that include things like your dirty little dish. I would like to hear that as well.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. Good. Am I allowed?
I mean, sure. I really want to hear the first part.
Okay,
I just
want to
hear people call up with their sexy voice.
Okay, well, then would you take a professional as well? I would love to hear from a professional that works on a hotline.
Yes, how it's actually done.
Yes, if you can give us better tips than this and if you think, you know, you work hard for the money and you're the best because you get paid for it, great.
Well, apparently you've got to hum for 3 seconds before you do it. Get you
I
in
had
the mood.
Seven Weet-Bix.
We'll do that after this.
Taking a trip down memory lane. This is Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
I'm going to scrub you so hard, you dirty little dish. That's what we're
doing. Don't talk to Jesse like that. Don't talk to Jesse like that.
That phrase is hard to say without, even when you say that without putting a dirty voice on, it sounds dirty, doesn't it?
I'm going to scrub you so hard, you dirty little dish.
Stop it. Stop it. Why does hearing people talk like that make you so uncomfortable? Makes something inside me.
Well, we're asking for if you reckon you can talk sexy. We want to hear from you because Sonda discovered some of the tips to a sexy talking voice. Yeah. And who have we got, Pickers?
We've got Chris on the line. Chris, can you talk dirty?
I certainly can. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
Remember the terms of engagement here, Chris. You've got to talk about, we can't be too sexy at this time slot. You've got to talk about what you had for brekkie or what you got up to today, yeah?
So I'm a flight attendant, and so when I do PAs, my whole voice changes so I don't actually laugh at myself. So I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Qantas flight. If you have two pieces of luggage, we do ask you to place one in the overhead locker, wheels first, and one underneath the seat in front of you. Thank you.
Chris, I've absolutely heard you before. It's great.
I love you, Chris.
It's really great.
I think I've been on one of your flights. I know that voice.
I had Tommy on there the other day. I gave him an extra Heineken.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I didn't even need to fly anywhere. I just heard you were on the flight and I went, that sexy voice is on there. Thank you, Edwin.
Steph joins us now. Steph, you reckon you got a pretty good dirty voice?
Yeah, but I actually just thought it'd be perfect to say a line that I thought was pretty funny out of The House Bunny. I don't know if you guys have seen
it. House Bunny?
The House Bunny, it was like a Playboy Bunny movie. It was funny.
Sure, yeah.
That sounds good.
In the movie, she tells this girl to go and dirty talk to these guys to go and hit on them. Yeah. And she goes over and she says, "Do you know where the crapper is? I need to do a very mysterious thing in there."
Oh, Stephanie, you're so fun.
Good on you.
I don't need to watch the movie now. I've got a full synopsis of it.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, g'day.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, living the
great
dream.
Tony.
Hey, you reckon you're a pretty good dirty talker?
Yeah, one of the boys told me to ring up, so I thought I can do a grandpa dirty voice.
Okay, are you going to do what you had for breakfast in a grandpa dirty voice?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah,
I love it. Go for it.
This morning I had an egg and bacon sandwich with some moisty sourdough bread.
Tony, it sounds like you're doing a mysterious thing in a crapper.
Tony, that is so bad. Tony, don't ever do that to your partner, okay?
No,
I think I'm getting
sympathy hemorrhoids just from hearing it. Let's go to Kylie. Kylie, how are you?
Hey, Tommy, I'm going to make you some brekkie.
Oh, go for it, Kyle.
Oh, Tommy, I'm going to crack open the shell of the egg and I'm going to let it slide out into the bowl. Then I'm going to beat it and whip it as hard as I can. And then when I'm finished, I'm going to lick the spoon.
Okay, Jesse, go to something, but keep Kylie on the line. I'll take it in
the Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up podcast is done for another day, time to think about dinner. Let HelloFresh take the stress out of dinner time tonight, tomorrow, and the next. With everything you need for easy and delicious dinners delivered to your door. HelloFresh. Inspiration delivered.